This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Bill O'Reilly coming to us early today. Probably, in my view, my favorite of all the killing books, the best-selling author ever in nonfiction, arguably. They have a favorite killing book. Just the idea of the series. Lincoln was the first. I didn't go back and look. I think Kennedy was the second, and I think Killing Jesus was the third. The most controversial, Killing Reagan, talking about how diminished Reagan was after he was shot, got Bill O'Reilly into a tete-a-tete with George Will. Oh, my goodness. So he'll be here. We'll get his sense of all the research he did into this and the findings, what's out there. Minimal. Who knows? The day is young, though, even for Twitter. One more CIA guy who did die shortly thereafter that seems to point to, look, we know. We didn't know then, Camelot, how hated the Kennedys were in some circles, the mob, the CIA, of course, Castro, maybe others. I mean, those are the usual suspects. Or is it just Lee Harvey Oswald? By some random number of things, got that opportunity. I've been to that museum. If you're in Dallas, I tell you, it's a great museum. You stand right there, plexiglass, the chairs there, everything is there. Where he shot from, and I think you see the vantage point he had. But I think the big story out there, and it's, well, first of all, Paula Scanlon, who was a swimmer on the Leah Thomas team, will be with us at 2 o'clock today to give you some insight. The Trump administration has frozen $175 million of University of Penn funds over trans women, what they did with Leah Thomas. Now we're talking, keep going after the money, take every single dollar, have guys come up and take the silverware out of there. That's what you need to be doing with them. Let's see how Penn responds when we start talking about real money, $175 million. But if there's more, take it all. What they did with Leah Thomas was both so public, so wrong, so out of control, it's hard to believe. And the threats toward women like Paula Scanlon, you go public, it's all over for you. You'll never work again. We've heard that again and again. So $175 million. But on the Tesla front, it's reached levels now. We'll play you a little bit of Elon Musk on Hannity last night. There's a Doge Tesla website, which purports, I'm not going to give the website. It purports to, you go there, they're giving the personal information, all that they can find of every Tesla owner, allegedly. calling upon people to say the only way you get it removed from this website is if you renounce Tesla, you get rid of the car. This is what it's coming to here. Now, one of the reasons they're doing it, the polling. Yesterday, I told you this new breakdown of the 2024 election is amazing. And I'll give it details throughout the show. It says that if Democrats had turned, you know how they constantly at rallies say, if we turn out, if we vote, we win. No, you don't. This is a Democrat analyzing this and saying that Trump had gotten into these demographic groups amazingly and was beating Democrats. And if more people had turned out, he could have won by up to 5 points in the popular vote. A Republican doing that in this day and age, that's shocking. Some of it's the magic of Trump, but some of it is also just how wretched of a candidate Kamala Harris was and the whole party is. So in other words, these are Democrat analysts saying, look at yourself. It's not about turning people out. It's not about your message. It's your policies. It's your persona. It's what you've done to the working class in general that Trump has swooped in and picked them up. So what does the pollster, though, the guy who wrote this, say? Where seem to be the cracks? For a while, it was eggs. Now they're saying, though, what keeps bubbling up is the hatred of Elon Musk, that Elon Musk, his persona, is vulnerable to go after this guy enough. And you're seeing they're getting a lot of energy, a lot of crazies, a lot of people like the guy who blew up the Teslas, Molotov cocktails, bullet holes in Vegas. We got to see that guy. They got to drag him through the streets, full on 20, 30, 40 years in jail. The danger that could have been caused by this. I mentioned to you this Doge website, which gives the names, addresses, all the personal information they can find of people that they say are Tesla owners. And I think we're going to start to see people that have a Tesla, sell it, move on, because they don't want to deal with these crazies. So what is the remedy? Well, the remedy, I'm not sure how Pam Bondi and others are calling it domestic terrorism. That's good. I think you need to appoint people, FBI, Department of Justice. They sit on the Doge Tesla desk, and they're going to go all out as quickly as possible to round this up. And I believe it is a conspiracy in some broad sense here of these various groups that are egging this on, that are behind this. They have to. That's the real thing to go after. If you can nail some of these people, now they're going to say, hey, can't we have an opinion? It's anti-Elon Musk. Sure. We're talking about stuff way beyond that. We're talking to people justifying vandalism, firebombing, attacks, keying cars, etc. I'd start with this website. How do these people have this information, the personal information of Tesla owners? And how are they disseminating this? And what kind of threats are they provoking? Are they breaking any laws? So you really have to dedicate. I don't think you're going to make Elon Musk, this polling says he's unsympathetic. I don't think you, no matter what they do to him, the media is going to be complicit in the subtext of saying, well, he deserves it. You can't make this guy sympathetic. Now, look at Elon Musk's day yesterday. We had the rocket. We had them splash down, dolphins even around there. And in the Gulf of America, if you remember, not Gulf of Mexico. We had that being done, and Musk talking about the idea he would have done this sooner. So here's a guy, and I was playing this for Ro before I came in today. She come out, come on, you're making it up. You're just looking for something.
Wait,
here.
Did you like sit her down and like I got?
Yeah, she was ready to go get her hair done, but here it is.
Wait a second, I got to show you this clip.
Yeah, exactly. She's a test audience. Here is an MSNBC guest, and they're letting him go on. This is cut 15. Say that what happened here with the astronauts is they're nerds, astronaut nerds. So they love being up there. He actually says in this clip, if you were being told you're going to Hawaii for a vacation for a week and suddenly they said, no, make that 8 months, you'd be happy. They weren't unhappy.
Nerds!
Cut 15. Yeah. Let's hear this guy.
to that a little bit. You know, there was this idea that the astronauts were stranded up there. If you're an astronaut, right, this is what you live for. You pray to be chosen for a mission and going up into space. And there was the problem with the space liner, with the Boeing. But they could have, at any time, NASA could have done something to try and retrieve them. And they didn't need to, right?
No.
Because there's a cycle of, there were already astronauts, two astronauts up there that had come up on this capsule.
That
capsule was still attached to the mission.
Stop
and NASA
it
decided it would be better just for the normal logistics to leave them up there for longer. And as the astronauts themselves said, it's like they loved being up there.
So,
you know, it's like if you're
a woman with the hair, I love it. Look at my hair.
It's like being sent to Hawaii for a 1 week vacation and finding out, no, actually, you're going to be able to spend, you know, 8 months here or 10 months there. So this idea of them being stranded, I really felt was kind of the politics getting involved. And, you know, NASA has contingency plans. NASA has, you know, NASA understands what it takes and what the problems are. And so the decision to, you know, leave them up there was not one of desperation, but was one of scheduling and logistics, which is very hard when it comes to space.
Get this
so,
maniac. What a great guess. Ways,
this was very routine. Getting them down was not something special. This capsule was always up there waiting to bring the two astronauts who'd been there already and were scheduled to come down. But this one had four seats. That was part of the plan. So you could get them all down.
And the MSNBC host, wherever they were there, goes, great analysis. So why are we praising Elon Musk? Give us a break here. They were on vacation. They don't care that Elon Musk sent people up there. They were just faking that. All right. So how does this end? I don't see, given the media, given the stranglehold on this, given what they'll push forward about Musk, you know, making this into something sympathetic. I think the only thing that does it is all out. And the all out means not just individual acts, but the conspiracy that's involved in here. Are people violating laws, egging this on in some way, shape, or form in a relatively organized manner, semi-organized? It's amazing the attack on this. And the media should be saying to people, you may not like Musk, but you know what? This is domestic terrorism. All right, I'm going to ask that of Bill O'Reilly, who's next. His book, I think it sold 1 million copies, Killing Kennedy, with all that was released yesterday. We'll dive into that and a bunch of other stuff here on Talk Radio 1210.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, big issues, big guests. Of course, the long-awaited drop of most of, as far as I can tell, material that was held back on the Kennedy assassination, build up and aftermath. Bill O'Reilly's been there, done that, Killing Kennedy, one of his bestsellers in the Killing series. He's with us here on The Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us on what has to be a busy day. What are your overall thoughts after writing the book, the historian, the whole thing? This book was very well received. I don't remember duking it out with George Will. It happened on another book. What are you thinking when you saw this drop yesterday?
Well, I'm partially responsible for it, I think. So when I was meeting with President Trump on Monday, he said, "How you doing?" This is the first thing that he said, "How are you?" And I said, "Where are the Kennedy files?" And 2 hours later, the announcement was made. So our research in Killing Kennedy is impeccable. If you really want to know what happened to the president in 1963, that's the book to read. But people believe what they want to believe. And the conspiracy industry in America, not just the JFK assassination, but just the industry itself, makes hundreds of millions of dollars. And people should understand that you can invent a conspiracy about anything. So what we did in our research for Killing Kennedy is we got all the primary FBI sources, the investigated stuff from the Dallas police, the hospital stuff, all of that. And we didn't get into any secondary books or articles. We don't do that. So our own research. Now, the release last night, I don't think there's going to be any big headline. It would have been out already because there are researchers poring over this. It's classified information because that's what the government does.
Yes.
If there's a disaster, then anything written about the disaster is immediately classified. And they found 2,000 new things they didn't know they had in the National Archives. Okay. I can't read it all. I've got my people watching. But so far, there isn't anything that would alter what we reported during Killing Kennedy, which was that Lee Harvey Oswald killed the president. It was a crime of opportunity. He was mentally imbalanced, and the CIA was watching him. And that pretty much sums up what we gave you with facts, of course, backing it all up. And I don't think that's going to change.
No, I don't either. Bill, what's compelling to me, I've always been in that camp, in your book. I tell you this all the time, but when I really know something about something and I find new stuff, that's the beauty for me of what you do. Kennedy not being able to move, the bad back, and you talk extensively in the book about him being strapped in due to that back pain, et cetera, in the vehicle. And that was a reason why, even initially, he couldn't move.
Yeah, I mean, ballistics were pretty strange, I would have to say that. And that opens the door for conspiracies. So the magic bullet, and it goes through this, yeah. It goes through that. It hits Connally, the governor of Texas, all of that. But when you go down to what they found inside the car, and the wounds, there really wasn't anybody coming out and saying it was a second gunman. There were more bullets. And if you want to believe that conspiracy, literally hundreds of people would have to be involved. Hundreds.
As with these conspiracies, that's always the point. You know how hard it is to keep a conspiracy. Bill, have you ever been to the Dallas Kennedy Museum at Dealey Plaza? What's compelling to me, you can stand right there in plexiglass, Oswald's chair, the site. You can actually visualize the line of fire that he have, and it's pretty compelling to me. He had a pretty good angle to shoot at Kennedy.
Well, anybody who says that Lee Harvey Oswald did not pull a trigger is either a fool or a liar, and you should walk away.
Right.
But that hasn't really been lately front and center. The real story is, how did the CIA lose track of Oswald? So here you have a guy who's in the Marines, and he's one of the best sharpshooters, snipers, the Marine Corps has. He gets out, he defects to the Soviet Union. Nobody defects to the Soviet Union. Nobody. He plants himself there. He learns a little bit of the language. He marries a woman named Marina. Then he moved back to the United States. Okay? He's a volatile guy. He beats up his wife. Nobody can get along with him. He's a crazy kind of guy. He goes to Mexico City to the Cuban embassy. Right away, the CIA picks him up because they're surveilling the Cuban embassy in Mexico City. And they match him to Lee Harvey Oswald, former Marine, defector of the Soviet Union. So the CIA assigns a minder to him. Remember, Oswald could not get back, could not get into Cuba. They denied him a visa to go. So he had to come back to Dallas. When he came back, a man named George de Morenshield, a college teacher at Bishop College, which is an African-American institution, befriends Oswald. De Morenshield is a CIA operative, not an employee, a contractor. De Morenshield has extensive contacts in the Soviet Union, speaks the language, speaks Russian, insinuates himself with both Lee and Marina Oswald, when there was no reason for him to do that. The Oswalds were way below De Morenshield's station. And then De Morenshield reports back to the CIA about Lee Harvey Oswald. In the meantime, Oswald's ordering the Carcano through the mail, gets it. That's the gun that killed Kennedy. All right. By happenstance, gets a job in the depository, the book depository in Dealey Plaza, Dallas. He was fired from three other jobs. They pay him a dollar and a quarter an hour to basically put books in envelopes to ship them out. And then he sees that the Kennedy procession is going to pass into Dealey Plaza. He gets his rifle and he shoots the president, a crime of opportunity. Oswald had shot another man before. And then after, when he was fleeing the scene, he shot Tippett, a Dallas police officer. And you're telling me this guy isn't responsible? Come on. Now, De Morenshield disappears, and the House Investigations Committee wants to find him, and they do find him in Palm Beach. And I'm there, Dom. I'm in Palm Beach.
Oh, wait a minute. Now the conspiracy thickens. Yeah.
I'm chasing De Morenshield because I was working at WFAA-TV in Dallas.
Okay.
So I'm there because I had contacts in the House investigation arena. And then De Morenshield blows his brains out with a shotgun before the House investigators can talk to him. So the key, the unanswered question is George De Morenshield. And that's what I'm looking for, and I don't know if anybody's ever going to find that out. His daughter is still alive. I'm not going to say where she lives. She's in the United States. Doesn't talk.
Bill, this is the granddaddy of all conspiracies, to the point we had at the beginning. This is what triggered it, took us down this path. Do you have a sense that President Trump is going to now it's got more people talking about the Epstein file. Do you have a sense what's the holdup on that one?
I talked to him about that and Martin Luther King Jr., which I think is a very important release.
Right.
And he said he would release the King stuff because we have to know who financed James Earl Ray.
Mm-hmm.
There was money behind James Earl Ray. He was running all over Europe. How did he get there? Okay? But Epstein, here's the problem. There are so many names in these files with Jeffrey Epstein, just people who might have had a phone call with him, might have had breakfast with him. Remember, he's in down in Palm Beach as well. He's a big financier, a big society guy. Well, if they release the files, and, you know, it's a redacted situation, and I think that's what they're working on now, and you're linked in to Epstein, but you just had a casual, you know, meeting right. with him or call with him, but your reputation is ruined. Because people aren't going to make that determination. They're going to see your name with Epstein. And that's what's holding that up.
All right. Bill, one other big thing, too. Your new series, hopefully a series, March 30th is the first with Chris Cuomo and Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, we're doing the Three Americans live show on Long Island. We want everybody from Philly and South Jersey, Pennsylvania to come on up. VIP tickets are sold out, but there are seats available. Just go to BillO'Reilly.com. I'll link you right over, or the Westbury Music Fair. So it's an experiment. I'm going to shoot it for television. Three separate guys, points of view, three separate audiences. I don't know if it's going to work. And usually I'm pretty confident about my stuff. But I don't know if it's going to work. I do know it'll be a fun show. It'll be a lot of laughs. I mean, if you've seen the three of us on News Nation, those are not boring segments.
Well, I'm looking for a brawl in the first half hour, at least.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm telling those guys, you better bring your A game because I'm not going to have any mercy on you.
All right, Bill, thank you. Thanks for coming on today to catch up.
All right, Dom, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
All right, Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. We have a little echo problem there. Sorry I couldn't go back and forth as much, but it gives you a pretty good idea of somebody who's been very close to this. Is it disappointing? Well, there's the one guy, this trail we'll see by the end of the day, next couple of days. It was in the CIA, may have been involved. You heard O'Reilly's take with Lee Harvey Oswald. Couple things were hard about the Kennedy thing, that a guy like this would be able to take out an elite, meaning from privilege, the whole thing, president of the United States. So we're looking for another explanation. And we do know the enemies the Kennedys had. Bobby Kennedy drew a lot of this. Hoffa, the mob, both Kennedys, the CIA, Castro, Russians always suspects. You put them all together, there was a lot. There were a lot of people, more than usual, that wanted to do something. Did they access it somehow or another through Lee Harvey Oswald? So far, I don't see the smoking gun. But I would tell you, if you're interested at all in this, you're in Dallas, go to the museum. Watch the nuts that are there in Dealey Plaza selling the conspiracy stuff. Some of them are showing video. They have a truck battery it's hooked up to, and that's how they have access to be showing stuff on the plaza. Some of them say this is the spot they put their chair there. You know, the grassy knoll. The best that I've seen parodying this, Seinfeld, was great stuff that they did with the Mets and all that. Really well done. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. Side question today, and I think this is apropos, not of a date in history or anything else. It's always fascinating to see somebody who was as well-known as imaginable or very much an A-list celebrity or in any walk of life, sports, politics, celebrity, and then is fallen off where it's minuscule. Are they still active in any way? Now, this guy's active that I'm going to take off, but considering he was in the top 10 celebrities at one point, John Travolta is one that I've wondered.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer.
Yeah, what the heck is going on there, you know?
Ever since Gotti, he seems to have...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, yes. He clearly doesn't read scripts anymore, or
right.
The only ones he's getting sent are just low-level garbage.
Well, it must be.
It seems like every single one of his movies he drops nowadays are just
I haven't immediately even seen that. Yeah, and then, you know, there's all about his personal sexuality and all that stuff started. I don't know if that's part of it, but Travolta arguably was, well, he's starting to fade, but not to this level. I mean, this is incredible.
Trying to find his most recent film. High Rollers, direct to video, and Cash Out, another one. Another direct to video, yeah. Paradise City, Mob. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm looking at, so since Gotti, he's done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 direct-to-video films.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's pretty bad with that kind of pedigree, right? All right, what's yours, Dan?
I didn't hear his name for a long, long time until recently. There was accusations of a DUI. I don't know where that went, but he had to cancel some concerts. Justin Timberlake's really fallen off.
Mm.
That's true. Yeah, I just thought he was touring, but you're right. I mean, he was playing the Super Bowl, biggest thing in the world.
Prominently in the top 40 over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard anything fresh from the guy in a long time.
That's a pretty good one.
Another one that just popped up in the news recently, and I thought she was gone away, and I hoped that she had gone away, but apparently not. She was sitting there with Bill, that being Hillary Clinton.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch. She's still pretty prominent, but given, you're right, not as prominent as she, with the Democrat Party looking for a savior, wouldn't she be somebody that would be, well, I mean, she's better than Kamala Harris.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
She didn't get beaten like Kamala Harris did. I mean, Trump really...
Well, there's another one.
Yeah.
Just completely disappeared from the headlines and from public life. I don't know what the heck she's doing. Yeah. Where's Kamala been?
That was one I was going to suggest until I saw Travolta. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I got two. This actress, she was everywhere throughout the 2000s into the early 2010s. But she hasn't been in any movies since Little Women in 2019. And that would be Emma Watson, otherwise known as Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter film series.
Hasn't really been
in it.
Did you guys see the drama that played out on Twitter yesterday?
No.
J.K. Rowling was named 3 overrated actors, and she said something like, it was like a backhand knock, I think, towards the 3 actors of Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, she takes no prisoners.
She doesn't.
Right.
And then the other one I'll take off real quick is Hawk Tua, Haley Welch.
Yes!
She, seemingly made a meme coin of sorts and then turned out to be a giant rug pull and then went, all right, y'all, I'm going to bed. And she still hasn't woken up all these months later to address just what the heck happened there.
Got to throw out the first pitch at a Mets game last year.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you see the Phillies? And that Dan Baker, who's a great guy, but he's like the suit and tie guy, announcing tonight who's throwing out the first pitch. And they go to the pronunciation guy, and he's, uh-oh, what the heck is going on here? Will it be a spitball? All right.
Tweet from J.K. Rowling, too.
Yeah.
Dom and guys, it was, what actor, actress instantly ruins a movie for you? And she responded with, I have 3 guesses. Sorry, but that was irresistible. And the internet went crazy saying that was about Radcliffe, Watson, and Grint from Harry Potter.
That is a great, somebody that ruins anything when you see them on the screen.
It might have to be a side question, Dom.
I'm writing that one down. All right. Further development on that. By the way, tomorrow we close it out for the week because we have the Travis Manion Foundation Day on Friday. So be ready tomorrow. Get your name into the hat. And we'll pull the winner at the end of the show. All right. One of our favorites, State Senator Holly Schapese, is next. Because we found out yesterday that hospitals in New Jersey are asking parents about the sexuality, the gender orientation of their newborn baby. And the baby doesn't have a say in this, but there's a couple more things she's involved in. What's being done about this over in Jersey? First, let me remind you, though, that we've told you that when you say you're going to Sicily, you're not just going to Sicily. You're going to be telling people about it forever. You're going to have hundreds of pictures. You're going to be saying, Sicily. I've always thought, Sicily. You know, it'll be like a Seinfeld. And that's because this is the crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, then the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. We're going to try to leave ours, too. We're headed off with conservative tours for the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. And conservative tours, of course, that's who you want to go to Europe with. That's what we always do. All this great stuff, only $55.44, including airfare. The dining events, we've told you from previous trips to Italy, are spectacular. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans, It's all there, and the Godfather Tour will visit locales from the movie. Yesterday we had Giuseppe on. He even talked, I think you get to meet still alive, the mom of Apollonia, in the wife that was blown up in Godfather... It's Godfather 1. All you have to do is call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. The crown jewel of Italy has to be Taormina. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. Sicily is charming, picturesque, always a country within a country. And I will see you in Savoca, one of the real crown points. Call 888-733-9494. All right, Tom Giordano's show. I'm trying to remember the first time we met State Senator Holly Schapese. I think it was just a mind-boggling issue of evasion of parents, sex in schools, all those things coming together. But now we have New Jersey hospitals, more than apparently they are, great numbers at least, asking new parents, yeah, what's the gender orientation? What's the sexual identity, essentially, of your newborn baby? I have a whole series of questions that they're asking.
Newborn?
Yeah. Newborn. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to wait until some date in the future that's even 10, 15 years down the road. Yeah. Probably the first 30 seconds. Yeah, but aren't we looking at all the vital signs? They're all fine. We need to know this.
And the senator, she was huge, Dom. Remember that sex education curriculum that came out, that radical?
Yes.
Yeah, she was
the forefront of it.
Yeah, it was great.
Let's go to the state senator, Holly Schapese. Senator, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me back again. I love being on your show.
Well, thank you, Holly. So the incrementalism of this, we just cannot... I ask people in your position all the time, hey, you guys go to work every day, what they'll come up with next. So who are the architects of this? Is it the hospitals under pressure? Is it somebody in Phil Murphy's office? How did this happen, do you think?
I think because of the way it went through, it had to have been the administration itself. Somebody within the governor's office, governor's circle, got... Democratic legislators to put this forth. It was introduced and I think 6 days later voted on at a last-minute voting session at the tail end of our session in June of 2022. I actually wasn't even there for the vote because it was a last-minute scheduled meeting on, like, June 29th of 2022, and I had to leave for one of my kids' graduations. And so it takes a while from signing into law to implementation. And all of a sudden, these health networks started presenting forms of this questionnaire to patients who were about to give birth. Pediatricians' offices are providing this for toddlers. I mean, it's a world gone mad. It's wokeness taken to a level of just such absurdity that I thought it was fake when I first saw it.
Yes, I saw it. My son researches for me and somebody else. And when they sent it, I went, oh, come on now. Let's run this down even more. Then I looked, it's Jersey. So, and your explanation is, enough of them did it at the last minute. Now, again, as crazy as this, it presents opportunity for people like you to say, look, all right, obvious mistake. Let's change this. We've talked about that. Is there resistance to changing it? Are they still making an argument why they need that at birth?
Well, and that's what's going to be interesting. I introduced the legislation on Monday because you can only introduce legislation when you have a quorum day. So Monday was the first quorum day for the Senate. And I've spoken with some of my Democratic colleagues who are more reasonable, and even they are saying, you know, is this real life? Like, you know, what do you mean? And from the backlash, it's kind of similar to the curriculum for sex ed when we broke that story a couple of years back, and there were are all of these sample curriculum that included like hyperlinks to YouTube videos for like third through fifth graders that told you how to masturbate. It's similar to right now, where all of a sudden, because of the publicity surrounding this, with any normal human being, regardless of political affiliation, going, what in the actual hell is going on in our state? Now it's, oh, well, you know, DOH has walked it back. The Health Network has announced, I think, as of today or yesterday, that they're no longer going to utilize the form, except for adult patients. And it's bizarre land that we even have to have legislation to, you know, be able to correct something like this. But it just shows how far these policies have gone with nobody having any common sense anymore. And I think that's one of the reasons we saw New Jersey such in play this last November, with President Trump coming within, you know, a handful of points in New Jersey, which had always been viewed as kind of this blue state.
Right. Exactly.
I think it's people calling uncle and saying, you know, here we are, we have the highest cost of living potentially in the entire nation. We have our school systems, which used to be excellent, you know, lagging far behind because of prolonged shutdowns. And this is what our representatives are focusing their time and energy on, to collect, you know, data from parents as to whether or not their newborn is bisexual or, I mean, it's just so patently absurd.
Yes, and when I look on the Democrat side, we're all there to your point about Trump and how well he did. The Democrats, sort of gets it, at least putting up the front, Gottheimer, saying this election is about affordability. Well, we know who drives the affordability. It's Democrats and progressives that have made it. But at least he doesn't want to die on these battlefields. Some of the others, though, I think are prepared to do that. And this is an example. To that point, they're going to have another rude awakening on the national level. President Trump spent about $40 million in the campaign on saying we don't want men in women's sports. Do you sense among your colleagues they get that message from the voters now? Not even bathrooms and all this other stuff, Holly, but just that direct message. People will not stand for that. 80-85% say no, we're not going to stand for that.
And you are starting to see a breakaway. Senator Paul Sarlo had given an interview where he spoke about that very issue and kind of broke from his party on doing so. And, you know, privately, a lot of the Dems have expressed, like, you know, we got to stop doing this stuff. And you're starting to see the panic because the entire assembly is up this year, along with the governor. And now all of a sudden it's like this gaslighting of the public, where the very policies and the very initiatives that the Trenton Democrats have embraced for the past 8 years under Murphy, whether or not it be, you know, energy plans, green master plans, you know, this sort of hashtag social justice DEI stuff. And all of a sudden they're coming out trying to blame everybody under the sun, from President Donald Trump to Republicans who are in the minority, for the very bad policies that they have controlled, sponsored, voted upon, and signed into law.
Good. That's progress. Now, the other area I wanted to, we've had them on, but I wanted to get your sense of this, where I think it's a good overall issue to your point of what's going on the last 8 years and what their party's about. The DOGE nationally has shown unbelievable waste, fraud, and abuse. The DOGE New Jersey, when we had them on, we talked about $420,000 Rutgers football spent on DoorDash during a relatively brief period of time. When the average person hears these specific spending, they want to know where their torches are, how to get to Trenton to march on it. I think that's the other issue, with a few good examples. Do you see that? And, you know, how does this stuff get through that's so blatant, abusive, and arrogant when it comes to spending?
I think it really has been a function of the voters are going to vote for us no matter what we do. And so it just emboldened such brazen insanity. I started going through the line items that got added to the budget where they're not even abiding by the process. So we, as senators who are voting on the budget, we're being provided with no specifics as to $1 billion in excess spending on Christmas tree items to the politically connected. And, I mean, it's everything from, you know, a bocce court to, you know, a chess club to, you know, Garden State Equality and lobbying organizations that are receiving, in some instances, more money out of our state budget than our local schools receive. It's unconscionable. And so as people are trying to afford to stay in their homes with ever-rising property tax increases, with now your utility bills come June that are going to be 20% mm-hmm. higher, where you're going to be paying $700 a month for like a one-bedroom apartment in just utility bills.
Wow.
And you start parsing through the waste and the billions upon billions of dollars of waste that have gone on every year for the past 8 years. We need a DOGE in New Jersey. Whoever ends up becoming our next governor has to go through with a fine-tooth comb, because our residents can no longer afford to live like this. Every day my Senate office is getting calls from people who have worked their entire lives in the state that are making what should be very livable, if not, you know, beyond livable salaries, that are struggling to get by. And they just sit there and, you know, we have almost a $60 billion budget
wow.
this year that is predicated upon being able to fund it by, once again, raising close to $3 billion in new taxes. So, you know, somebody who goes to a bowling alley and, you know, gets a beer at a bowling alley is now going to be taxed on both of those things even higher. And it's not sustainable.
No, without a doubt. Well, I wrote down bocce court. When I get them on, I'm going to get all the details of that. A bocce
Hello?
Court gets my eye, along with the DoorDash.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, Senator, are you there? Hey, Howie, are you there? All right, Dan, I don't know what happened there. I have no control. All right. Just tell the Senator thank her for coming on. I'm sorry about that. And
okay.
Keep us in the loop around what she's doing to stop this. It is true, though. It's one of those things we saw it and thought, no, they can't be doing this. All right, coming up, more of your calls at 855-839-1210. Hit us with somebody, like mine was John Travolta. You heard Henry and Dan's, that dropped off and just is almost out of sight, from a heights to where are they now? That's what we're looking for. Have some fun with it. Any walk of life, 855-839-1210. Hey, let's face it, most people have some degree of fear of the dentist, real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Benz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. Dr. Benz and his great staff work with her every step of the way, doing whatever it took, every appointment to make her feel comfortable, give her space when she needed it, slowly showed her a positive, comfortable, safe experience. Now, after a few months, full-time patient, no problems. So it really doesn't matter if it's a very minor thing all the way up to full-blown difficulty. They can handle it. My dentist, Dr. Benz, you can count on him and his staff for a pleasant dental experience, a great dental experience. Get him a call to get that initial appointment. Let him take a look. You tell him what you're thinking. That's the way to go. 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of that dental work you've been putting off, and finally get the smile that you've always wanted. The website is Benz Dental Group, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Call now, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano Show, big 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with John Yoo, Philadelphia native, brilliant attorney, who was the Bush, the junior, attorney with the Gitmo and the techniques. That's where he made his most famous comments. What does he think about the back and forth here with John Roberts telling Trump you can't be talking about impeachment of judges? Why not? Why can you not talk about that, given we're trying to bring this to a head to get the Supreme Court to rule on this about these district judges? But Dan's got something here from the news desk.
Yep.
Police, tough job in Philadelphia. 17th and more, Dan. What is happening?
Yeah, so there was a police-involved shooting, Dom, in South Philadelphia today, just about an hour ago. Updates 12 minutes ago from Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor, who talked about this incident. Dom, you want to take a listen?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Just before 11 a.m. today, two deputy sheriffs, along with an employee of L&I, went to a residence in the 1900 block of Morris Street. They were there with a writ that L&I had to do an inspection of the property. That writ gave them the ability to enter and take a look at the property. When they knocked, the door was answered by a 36-year-old male. The male was armed with a rifle with a scope on it. He came to the door. He did not let them enter. And then he exited and started to walk away from the property. Those sheriffs did notify the police, along with other witnesses, called 911. That male walked with the firearm in his hand all the way down from 1900 block where he was of Morris. He went east on Morris, south on 18th Street. Meantime, numerous uniformed officers responded to the scene. He then continued to walk east on Moore. When he got to the 1600 block right around Chadwick, he turned and there were officers that were commanding him to drop the rifle, at which time he turned towards the officers and one officer discharged a firearm and he was struck. He was struck in the right side. From what I understand, he was immediately transported by police to the hospital. He's in surgery. He is critical, in critical condition. And at this point, we are on location along with Internal Affairs and our partners at the DA's office to go over the scene.
Well, I would agree with everything there except for that last year. Partners in the DA's office. They're not partners. Sorry about that. But just another day in the life of a cop in Philadelphia. Or L&I going there on some potential thing. A guy comes to the door with a rifle. All right, we'll talk with John Yu. That's coming up. Phone lines. Get somebody who dropped off the face of the earth or almost did that was really in a circle of fame like Travolta, okay? Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. Tomorrow we'll have the finale. Thank you again, Jim Harvey, for a $50 gift card to the Great Gallows Seafood and the Burger Bar there. That'll be the winner tomorrow. All right, big 1 o'clock hour, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.